I'm stopping the recording.
Okay.
The recording. The recording has been stopped.
Yeah, the Timothy Tinkle thing was... So we were watching on Saturday night. There was a drag show at one of the bars at the campground.
Yes.
And all right, keep in mind, this is a gay campground, which skews older. Like a lot of campgrounds skew older. You're not going to find young club-going. I mean, you do. There are some young club-going kids there, but the majority of the audience is not 20-year-olds that you would find at a popular dance club where you would, you know, expect to see a drag show, right? So these are not top-tier drag performers. This is what I'm trying to say. These are not top-tier drag performers.
Okay.
And this one came out, and he was doing Prince songs, and he was basically dressed like Prince. So he wasn't doing drag at all. He was just dressed like Prince and lip-syncing Prince songs. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess drag has changed over the years, and now it's, you know, we have bearded drag because of things, and we have, you know, different types of drag, and, you know, people that do Instagram drag and runway drag, and it's not just, you know, dress like a woman, lip sync to a song. There's a whole range of things that are included in drag performances, and I can't do drag because I have a beard and I look stupid without my beard. So I'm not going to shave off my beard, and I don't like the bearded drag. I just don't, that's just not my thing. So I don't think I could do, but I thought to myself, self, what if I were to come up with a ridiculous character, a ridiculous cabaret character who could perform in a drag show, who basically was to come out and to play the keyboards and do some stupid medleys. You know what I'm saying? Like just some,
yes.
Yeah. And chat with the audience and then go into medley, kind of just very camp, very, you know, cabaret camp kind of stuff. And yes. I would call him Timothy Tinkles. Because he tinkles.
Because you're tinkling on the keys.
He's tinkling on the other.
But he could also be into water sports, you know, deeply, deeply into water sports.
Mr. Tinkle, if you're nasty. Yes. Exactly. So I could be Timothy Tinkles, right?
Yes. So you're having an urge to perform, are you?
Yeah, I was thinking that might be something that I could, you know, think about in my twilight years.
So you'd be drag, but male drag.
Right. Yeah, I would be a cabaret. I would gotcha. Be, yes, exactly. So I would not be...
Why don't you do it in blackface and really piss people off? That would get some ire up.
Uh-huh. So Timothy Tinkle, I'm just thinking, what are your thoughts on Timothy Tinkles?
It's very funny.
If you were to have a little cabaret act. Yeah, because it's only going to be 4 or 5 minutes.
And... to me, being creative is the most important thing in the world, to be creative and artistic and fun and all. So I love it.
Here's a song from my first album called Number One.
Because the tinkles. I love you. Please be careful.
That was a song also I used to say. I love you. Please be careful. As you walk our dog outside.
Outside. He's so cute. I'm looking at him on the camera walking. He's got his big, gigantic sun hat on.
Zach does that. He does yard work in a ridiculously large sun hat.
So fucking cute.
And he wears headphones over them. So it's like the sun hat is smushed down over his head so that his headphones will go on over it as he's outside doing yard work. It's very
bless funny. His heart.
We have the biggest fucking pile of mangoes coming in on this tree. My God, the tree is leaning under the weight of these mangoes that are coming
it's
in.
It is laden with mangoes. What does one do with mangoes, since we don't have a mango crop in California, to my knowledge?
What we did with it last year was make a lot of mango jam, like a lot.
Ooh,
of mango
jam. Sounds
jam.
Intriguing. I don't even know if I'd recognize mango flavor if you slapped it in my face. I don't even know that.
Yeah, you should pick one up in the grocery store. Well, mango. They're not citrusy.
The They're the ones you have to peel in a jar so you get the giant seed out. Is that the...
They have a very large seed in them.
Yes. Yeah.
But when you eat a mango, they're not citrusy. They're sweeter than citrus. They're not as acidic as citrus. You know what I'm saying? So it's
sweeter than citrus, am I?
No, I would say it's not as tame as a cantaloupe, but it has a similar texture to like a really ripe cantaloupe. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Yeah. But we made mango jam last year. This year, I think I'm going to mix it up and make some mango habanero jam.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. You know, you could also make a mango salsa.
Well, but what's the difference between jam and salsa, really?
A lot. You're showing your ignorance again, Daniel.
I am salsa, not a fan salsa. Of
salsa. Yeah. You're not a fan of salsa?
Not mango salsa. What would I even put in it?
You do, you make the, it's an absolute, it's like pineapple salsa. Mango, we get mango, so I guess I have tasted mango.
Okay, well then, goes in it? Like tomatoes?
Onion, tomatoes,
peppers. Oh, no, I would not touch anything with tomatoes in it.
Even after Zach's had Italian food, you won't touch him?
No, that's different.
Oh, well, you said you wouldn't touch anything with tomatoes in it.
I don't eat raw tomatoes. It's a texture thing. I just don't like raw tomatoes.
But so you don't eat salsa? You don't eat salsa?
I prefer
chips and salsa. You don't
guacamole.
Eat salsa?
No, chips and guac.
But no salsa?
No.
Okay.
I do chips and guac. I mean, I've had salsa. Yeah, but you can't. Yet the salsa that I have is like so pureed that you can't really tell that it's raw tomatoes. I love tomato sauce. I love sun-dried tomatoes. It's something about raw tomatoes. They're slimy, they're ooey, and I don't like them.
Ooey?
Yeah, ooey. Ooey, to gooey, each their rich own. And chewy outside.
Lesbian and fluffy on the inside.
You put the outside on the inside.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely fragrance will depart.
How could you go into that from the Big Fig Newton song?
To each his own. Because I was going to say to each his own about not wanting the...
Wow.
The raw tomatoes.
Wow.
Don't stifle my creativity just
I'm
because you're...
I'm not stifling nothing.
Yes, you're stifling.
You're not stifling anything.
Stifling.
You're just angry because you have to go to the dentist.
I'm not angry. I'm afraid. My fear turned to anger.
I picked a feud with another podcast.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
On purpose?
Yeah. Because I feel that is a good feud is good for ratings, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Oh.
And
well, in the beginning, that's the adversarial relationship that Big Fatty and I had.
Yeah,
it was all for show and for fun.
Right, yeah,
but go ahead.
So and
now it's real.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but so anyways, I picked this fight with this podcast, and the reason
are you going to say what podcast?
Oh yeah, she's not doing so well, and the reason that I did was because I listened to their show and they. Had posted something on their Instagram and no, they had posted some reply on another podcast's Instagram trying to like pick a fight with them and they wouldn't take the bait. They basically like were turning him down. Like, we're far better than you. We're not going to talk to you. That kind of a thing. And they were kind of sad about that. And I was like, well, what the fuck? I'll fight with you. Let's fight. So, you know, I made a couple of cracks and, alerted them to that fact. And today was the show that they put out where they struck back. And I had gotten this email ahead of time because I guess they record on Monday. So I got this email on Monday from Bobby, the main guy. And he was like, whoa, we went in on you. We went in on you hard. Blah, blah, blah. They have no concept of what going on. I was just like, that's hard? That was hard? Because that was like... Children. That was like children slinging insults.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. Gives us some content to talk about Friday night.
You and Adam Burns on Mixed Minus.
Yeah. Or as they called me on the show, Mr. Mixler. So.
Or the mix.
The mix, the gay mix. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The gay mix with Adam and Daniel.
Sounds like Game X. Mm-hmm. 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 Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it's been such a delight catching up with you, Scott.
Jesus,
are we still recording?
Christ.
Are we done recording? I think we're done recording. Yeah. I don't know. I have a weird energy today. I apologize.
One, you don't have to apologize.
One of my coworkers just moved to Budapest.
And that gave you weird energy?
Well, yeah, because I was supposed to, I got up early this morning to take care of something and he had already taken care of it because it was like 2 p.m. over there. So, yeah. Oh,
Budapest.
I was like, yeah. But then he scheduled himself a 4:30 our time meeting, which was 10:30 his time. So I looked at some pictures of Budapest. I don't know that I would want to go there.
No. I don't like places that aren't luxurious. I know. Mm-hmm. It's problematic.
It is.
Drives my husband insane.
There you go.
Because he could stay in a hovel. Mm-hmm. As long as it's clean, he could stay in a hovel.
I remember the suite that I got you in Vegas was not. You complained about it, but yet you wouldn't go to the front desk and ask them to move you.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that that was an option to go, but that's not something I do. I don't really, unless
you just
it's
suffer.
Unless it's egregious. Well, that was the most piss poor excuse for a suite, but that's not your fault. That's the fucking wherever we were. Was it Luxor?
Well, no, Luxor suites would have been nice. We were at Excalibur because you wanted to be in the same building with the theater. Well, I mean, with the. Because Adam and I were staying in Luxor.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you had the nice place and I had the dump.
I'm sorry.
It's once again, mm-hmm. It's not your fault. You didn't know the inside of the Excalibur suite was going to look like the bathroom at the Best Western. But that's okay.
I mean, the hospitality suite at the Excalibur wasn't horrible. The one we used, which I guess was their presidential suite or whatever.
That's with all those people in their underwear, right?
For one party, people were in their underwear, but for the majority of the weekend, no one was in their underwear in there. That was the place with the free booze. You'd go up there and you could socialize and have free booze.
Yes.
You never availed yourself of that?
No, we were too busy gambling because we hadn't been gambling in so long. So when we weren't in the studio, as it were, Drew and I were off gambling.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. I found you over the Keno.
Yes, always.
You know, I did. Now that we can go out again, I'm thinking about there's this, because where we moved here is much closer to the Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
Oh.
And they have a nice steakhouse, I guess. So I was thinking maybe we'll go over there and check out their steakhouse and maybe play some games. Play some games on the and the casino.
Sounds fun to me.
Not Keno, though. But no. Probably some slot machine.
Very few people enjoy the Keno machines as Drew and I do.
I like those Dolly Parton slot machines.
Oh. Two big handles.
And on that note, yes. I'm going to go cook dinner. Goodbye, Scott.
Goodbye, Dan.
Tell Drew I said hi.
I will. And you tell Zach I said hi.
Oh, hung up on me mid-word. Dear Lord, where are your manners?